الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام في هذه الليلة، يعني ليلة نصف من شعبان، أن يكتب كل مولود بني آدم في هذه السنة، وفي أن يكتب كل هالك في هذه السنة، وفيها ترفع أعمالهم وفيها تنزل أرزاقهم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا كانت ليلة النصف من شعبان فقوموا ليلها وصوموا يومها، فإن الله تعالى ينزل فيها لغروب الشمس إلى السماء الدنيا، فيقول: إلا ألا من مستغفر فاغفر له، ألا من مستجد فارزقه، ألا مبتلى فوافيا، حتى يطلع الفجر. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, the month of Shaban has started and we are in the blessed month of Shaban, Alhamdulillah. This is the month in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep fast too much. And according to Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha, in no other month rather than Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep fast that much he was keeping in Shaban. So this is the month of preparation for Ramadan. In this, keeping fast is sunnah, and in Ramadan it is farz. So therefore, if for some people who are weak, and especially those who are not habitual of keeping fast too much, they should not keep fast 1 or 2 days before starting of Ramadan, because it may make them weaker for Ramadan. But those who are habitual, so then there is no problem, they can keep it. And especially there is one night, that is the night of the 15th of Shaban. This is really a blessed night, and it has some things related to Takwiniyat. Another night which is very blessed, which has been stated in Quran, Inna anzalna fi laylatil qadr, that's laylatul qadr, and that occurs in Ramadan. But this month, this night, it falls in the Shaban, the 15th of Shaban. So in this night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about this, which has mafhum like this, that in this night, every child which is coming in this world is written, and every person who is going to die in this year will be also written. And in this, amal of all the people are taken to skies, and also their rizq, the rizq of people are coming down. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when this night comes, it means the 15th of Shaban, so used to offer prayer and keep fast on the next coming day, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just after the sunset, tajalli, makes tajalli on the first sky of this world, and then date comes, it means the Elan comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there anyone who asks for maghfirah that I do forgive him? Is there any person who needs rizq that I give him rizq? Is there any person who needs afia that I give him afia? Till fajr, it means till dawn. So it means that this night is related to takwiniyat, those things which are running by time, just like rizq which is coming. If the people are going to die, the people are coming this world, health, and you can say raining, or you one can say storms, these all things are takwiniyat. So about these all decisions are then done. So think about a person, about him, about whom the decision will be in the court, whether he will be freed or sentenced to death. How that day he will be passing? Just in gossip, just in talking, just in reading, just in eating, what he will be doing? He will be, if he is Muslim, he will be asking all the time for forgiveness and for help. And he will be really crying for it. So similarly, the situation in this night for the Muslims, that they should ask help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in these days that the people are suffering from coronavirus and all the people are sitting in the houses and asking for help. I do know that in Europe, many, many people, they try to forget about these things and remove the anxiety by taking alcohol more and by seeing the movies and many other things which are not good. Really, if they are Muslims, so they should think about it, what they are doing. What shaitan is doing, shaitan will bring the people before us that it is because of him, it is because of him, it is because of him. So our attention will be diverting toward them. It was better that we think it is because of ours, our amal. So if we change our amal to the good, so then, inshallah, Allah will help us. Whatever the case may be, might be we are suffering, might be we are not suffering. In one case, we should have sabr, in the other case, we have shukr. We should need shukr. And we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help in all the cases. Anxiety can be removed only by the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Faskuruni askurkum. So remember me, I'll keep you remembered. So tibin itminan qalb, Allah bi zikr la tatminu al-qulub. Do understand that with the zikr, the hearts are given itminan. So if this is the case, what is anxiety? It is adam itminan. It means when satisfaction is lost. So by this zikr, we can bring this lost satisfaction to the hurt again. So we should understand this thing. As far as we are Muslims, those who are not Muslims, they may be asked in very clear words whether Akhirat is there or not. If Akhirat is not present, so what we shall get if we believe in this? There will be no Akhirat. There will be no life hereafter. Nobody will ask us that you have believed in Akhirah and will be punished. No. There will be no punishment. There will be no reward. There will be no reward. So in that case, both are same. But if it is, then those who believe in it and prepare for it, they will be blessed. And those who not, they will be punished. So why do you make yourself ready for punishment? They should read. They should use this time. They should read Islam. They should read their own religion and compare it. Where the life has been described usefully, think about it. Use this time properly. And one thing more. If you believe in any source who can give you something, ask him to give hidayah. So this way, we can use the time we have. As far as the night of 15th of Shaban is concerned, it's coming. So we should also prepare for this. What should we do in this case? So it has been asked that you should keep yourself awake and do ibadah, because this is the night where decision will be done for us. So we should ask help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all these things. Of course, this is the night of asking help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one thing very clear to one thing I have to make clear, there are some people who criticize more, and by this criticism they lose the chance of doing something. For example, Laylatul Qadr, which is coming in Ramadan, it's very clear about this. Quran has narrated, Inna zalna fi laylatul qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. But as for this night is concerned, it has not been that clearly narrated. So if we want to know about it, so I think we should analyze this properly. For example, if some people are saying that these are Zayif hadiths. So what Zayif hadith is? Zayif hadith is that in which some Ravi are not known, just like Majhul. And there is some Zawf, weakness in Rawayat. So then that becomes a Zayif Rawayat. It is not actually Mawzu. We cannot say that someone is light, but it is Zayif Rawayat. So I think I should quote for two rules which Fuqaha has mentioned about Zayif Rawayat. Number one, if some Rawayat, some event which has been brought in notice because of many zayıf rivayet, many zayıf rivayet. Bituruk kasir. So then it takes some power, quwwat. And then it can be used, it can be used. Number one. Number two, zayıf rivayet can be used in fazail. Just like a person who is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tabliq, and they say, because of some rivayat which are zayif, that he will be awarded for one prayer offered, 49 crores prayers offered. So even it is zayif, so it can be used in this, because at least he will be granted one. It means he will be granted ajr for one prayer, at least. So it means it will not be zero, it will not be minus, but it will be one at least. But if it is true, then he will be granted 49 crores. And if some person, because of this, becomes enthusiastic and he does that amal, so previously he was not doing it, and because of this he has done this, so he got the advantage. So similarly about this night, if a person gets enthusiasm because of these rivayat and he uses this, so there will be two possibilities. Either these are true or these are not true. If these are not true, so nothing missing, because at least he will be awarded for the ajr of one night. Ibadah. And if it is true, then he will be getting that much ajar which has been told in him, his dua might be accepted, and because of that he may be granted too many things. So therefore, in any case, it is better to act upon. So therefore, we should use this night as much as possible in amal. What type of amal? Nafafil. How? Because nafil is only preferable if our farais are complete. For example, if we do not offer maghrib prayer and isha prayer at this night and we only do nafil, it's just like you can say a person, it is just a foolishness. But if we offer farais and after that we do nafil, so it will be really rewarding. And another thing, in dua we should use. And another thing I should bring in your notice, that some elder people, because of their good connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some ilhamat are coming to their heart, and they, because of that, know something amal which is very, very useful. The base is present in hadith, but not that. But here, for example, Fazilat of Surah Yasin, we know it's present in hadith. And we know there is hadith, and in this one, Abdibi, that I am with the niyat of a person who keeps with me. So it has been told by Hazrat Sayyid Nafis Shah Sahib Al Husseini, who said that our elders, they were doing this in this 15th night of Shaban after Maghrib. They used to recite three times Surah Yasin. Once for long life, with the intention of long life. Second, to remove the problems, bala. And third, that we should not be dependent on others. So these are very good things. So that dua, inshallah, I shall post on different groups, and you can download it, and you can recite this dua. And permission has been granted by Sayyidina Fishah Sahib already. I think Brother Farooq will explain it later. So I just recite it, and after that, inshallah, I shall leave it for you. Allahumma azal manni wala yumannu alayka azal jalal wal ikrami azal tawl wal inami la ilaha illa anta zuhr al laji'een wa jar al mustajirin wa aman al khaifin. Allahumma in kunta katabtani indaka fi umil kitab shakiyan wa mahruman wa matrudan wa muktaran alayya fi rizq fampah. اللهم بفضلك شقاوتي وهرماني وترضي واكتار رزقي واثبتني عندك في أم الكتاب سيد مرزوق موفقا للخيرات فإنك قلت وقولك الحق في كتابك المنزل على لسان نبيك مرسل يمحو الله ما يشاء ويثبته عند أم الكتاب إلى بالتجلي العازم في ليلة نصف من شعبان المكرم التي يفرق فيها كل مراكيم ويبرم أن تكشف عنا من البلاء وما نعلم وما لا نعلم وما أنت بأعلم إنك أنت العزيز الأكرم Wasallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to use this opportunity as much as possible. And we should ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all the sins. And we should make tawbah for some amal which are very, very critical for this. Just like a person who is drinker and the person who has done qatarahmi. And you can say who has kept something against some people in the heart. So these things, many things, this can be written, inshallah, on the group. And one should make tawbah from these. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do those amal who are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka at-tawwabur rahim.